This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
We are joined in the studio this evening by...
Andre Reza.
And Rezhan Majid.
Hello, fellas.
Hello.
So we're going to be talking about what today? This thing that we've got. We've got the air up there and Sports Bandits.
That's right.
So Sports Bandits comes underneath the umbrella of air up there.
That's right.
What else is air up there?
Basically, we are sports programs related to the young adults and also the youth. So we've got basketball development programs for high schoolers going into college, trying to give them a pathway to education in the U.S., and also we've got Stat Sports League, which is a men's competitive basketball league where we take the offline experience and combine it with the online experience.
Great. Yeah. All just, is it in, just in KL for now, or is it?
The ASEAN Top Baller thing, the youth development basketball program that we do is regional. But everything else right now is in KL.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah. When did you guys start it?
We started in 2014, right? We got together 2 years ago and we thought, you know, we need a... give basketball a kick in the hiney and maybe do something new, right? So we thought, you know, what's the best? What do we like? We like stats. We want to see ourselves play and how well we did. And that's
very self-serving.
Yeah, it actually. The whole point was that I wanted to see more videos of myself playing. That's what it was.
So what kind of, how many people are involved with this right now then?
The company itself, we have our directors, we have another co-founder who's not here, and then we have part-time staff for everything that's operational.
Right.
So at any given time with the part-timers, probably about 10.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we've just been looking at the list of some of the sports that are on
Bubble
the Sports Bandit Initiative. Yeah.
Right, right. So Sports Bandits itself is a little bit different from the other two.
Right.
It's very casual, really fun. Part of our mission with what we're doing is unifying people, unity, right? So both of us have spent time overseas, and for myself personally, the sports is kind of how I made my friends, right? When I came back here, there was a lot of that lacking. I mean, as far as participating in stuff, there's a lot of club things, they're very commitment-driven, and there wasn't a lot of ways to meet people just through sports, right? Which is very important to me personally. So Sports Bandits was kind of the platform for that. It's a lot. It's essentially a facilitated pickup run where we have, you know, trained game day heads in those specific sports. So people show up, even if you've never played before, let's say you've never played flag football, you know, the whole thing is introducing everyone to the sport as if you've never played before, even if you have played. It's all co-ed and it's all for fun, really. So
it sounds like a lot of fun. Is there a lot of organization involved in this, though?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is actually roll-ups to the games, actually.
Yeah, I mean, making sure, because one of the things that we do for sports bands is to ensure that there's enough people to play the game. You know how it is. You want to play a round of futsal. Oh, I don't have enough khaki and that kind of thing. Yeah. The whole point of what we try to do is that you don't have to worry about it. You just sign up. We'll make sure that there's enough guys there. So that sort of thing, making sure that people know about the sports, make sure enough people, like we have that critical mass to get enough people to fill the sessions. Yeah. That's really the most work we do. After that, you know, I can't complain about playing sports for a living, right?
How do you attract people to play?
Stuff like this, it's word of mouth. I mean, when we first started, it was just grabbing friends that we knew, people that were, and we started, I think our first session was actually dodgeball, and we didn't know that much about dodgeball either, but we brought some people, I mean, at, you know, the Malaysian Association of Dodgeball, you know, dodgeball is actually pretty big here, and we're quite up there in the world standings and all that.
Number two, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so.
They're good.
They're really good. Yeah. Real good. So that was really bringing together people that were just interested to play that we knew, and then from there it's kind of organic.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a very short break then. We're at the first end of our first talk set. We'll come back in a couple of minutes though and get a bit more in depth into stuff. If you want to take part in our giveaway this evening, we're giving away some tickets to the Rockaway Fest, all thanks to our friends over at the Livescape Group. All you got to do is answer this question for us.
And the question is, one of the bands in the Rockaway lineup, Musa's Mayhem, was Malaysian representative in a competition held in Oslo, Norway in April 2015. Now, what was the competition called? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
All right, you're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night on BFM. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
These two are...
Rezan Majid.
And Andre Reza.
Right, gentlemen, you're the guys behind Air Up There and Sports Bandits and all that kind of stuff. Now tell us, what's your background and why did you... how did this come around then?
Okay, well, my background is actually in what may be the most boring thing ever, IT, right?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say accountant.
Oh, okay, well, the kind of IT, now IT is all this hip thing where we're doing apps and all that. When I learned IT, it's about numbers and databases and stuff like that, coding. Yeah, that was my background. Then went into some corporate work with a local conglomerate. Right, had some really mad fun down there trying to learn how to be corporate. And I thought, you know, basketball, right? That's what I want to do. I want to play basketball for a living. I couldn't play it as a player. Might as well do something with the sport itself.
Right.
Yeah. Very similar. I was a finance guy in school. And then I worked in the States for a little while. But again, as I mentioned before, more in my formative years, sports was always there, especially basketball, right? And we moved around a lot. Our family moved around a lot. And how I met people was through sports. And then parallel to that is just like Andre, you know, being in the corporate world for a long time and having that entrepreneurial itch a little bit, you know, kind of bringing those two things together essentially.
Right. Yeah. How do you go then from having an idea to actually doing something about it? I mean, because this becomes an entrepreneurial problem.
Yeah.
People have great ideas, you know, and
they don't execute it.
What kind of got you over that hurdle? Yeah.
I mean, definitely everything for me and actually for us as well, like, and we've talked about this, everything that led up to it in the corporate world definitely prepared us for it.
Right.
You know, the management techniques, the knowing the right people and everything. I know when I left my last job, people were telling me not to. And like, you know, at least wait a little bit longer, build up your contacts, you know, wait until you're 40, then you'll kind of be ready. And that honestly didn't make any sense to me. You know? So making the decision, number one, is the biggest part, right? And then committing to it. And then coming up with the plan. But I think also knowing that you don't have to have the full plan, which we definitely did not.
No.
You know, we started, Andre and I sat down and, you know, we wanted it to be about basketball. And we had played in leagues here when I first moved back and we continued to. But the experience we had was, you know, subpar. Besides the actual experience, you know, like referees being terrible or, you know, the organization and, you know, management not even caring who won, that kind of thing, you know, and the courts being terrible.
And when you're somebody who loves sports so much, it frustrates you, right?
Very frustrating. And then on top of that, here was the segregation part of it, too. You know, the league that we were playing in was just segregated by race, which made no sense to me. Right. And, you know, they may have their motivations for that or otherwise, but there was no platform where it's just come play basketball if you love basketball, you know. So that's where we came together. And again, we brought some of the expertise that Andre and our other co-founder had with the IT side of things. So, you know, we made it that we found the best venues, we found the best refs we could, and then we made an awesome website where you can see your stats, you can see your videos, you can have your own player page like you're on ESPN and you think you're a pro. So, yeah, we went
That was it. We had talked on and off about it for a while. And one day he comes in and says, you know, I got this, we got to do something, we got this idea. He shows me this, like, I think it was a three slide deck, I think it was. I said, like, it's not much of a deck.
Yeah.
Right? And then he said, that, oh yeah, we got to do something. It's going to be the, I think it was the ESPN for the average Joe. And I thought, wait, that sounds like a really good idea.
I mean, you guys, like, you know, currently have 9 sports listed on the Sports Bandit Initiative. You know, you have like Quidditch, bubble futsal.
Yeah.
How does it work?
It's futsal in a big bubble.
So what were they called? Yeah. The Zorbs?
Is yeah, it like
the
kind Zorbs of like that, like that. But your feet are sticking out the bottom, right? So you're kind of like strapped in and then you slam
oh
into
God,
each
that's
other.
So cool.
Wait, hold on a second. When you're kind of auditioning for sports to include, you're like, what's the most ridiculous thing we can do? Put somebody in a bubble and have them playing futsal. Is that how it works?
It's actually a requirement, yeah.
Brilliant.
I think it sounds ridiculous, but I think it's going to be fun,
It does
man.
Sound like fun, though, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, and a lot of them are like ideas that we've seen or, you know, like other you know, smaller suppliers or organizations that kind of do it. And we've kind of become a platform for other communities to kind of, you know, showcase what they have.
Yeah, right.
Where Sports Bandits, you come and join, you can kind of have a taste of everything. Then from there, you can maybe even jump into, you know, if you're into flag football, there's a ton of leagues now, or at least one league.
What about
a bunch
Quidditch?
Of clubs. Quidditch is big too, and actually a lot of the guys that play flag football actually play Quidditch. But again, we bring them on, kind of give them the visibility on it, and then they pick up, you know, hardcore people that just want to play Quidditch.
Right.
You know? So there are 9 sports. You know, what other sports, you know, apart from Quidditch, bubble futsal, dodgeball, flag football, what else?
Oh, we do the traditional stuff like basketball and volleyball in particular has been quite popular. I find that there's not a lot of volleyball courts available here in Malaysia. So the fact that you have one available and like the kind of fun that you get from volleyball is a bit different. This is not like guys, you know, five five rallies back and forth on the spike. He's this guy's just laughing when they make one play. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. We've done dodgeball. Dodgeball, also, like I said, was a big deal. It was huge when we first started it. It's kind of slowed down a little bit right now. But
Ultimate Frisbee's in there.
Yeah, Ultimate Frisbee. Cool. Touch rugby. Mm. Right? Again,
so the stuff
sports.
We kind of bring together are those team sports, right? Because badminton, there's tons of facilities, and you only need one other person, right? Mm-mm. Similar with futsal, just the availability of it. So what we focused on, besides the ridiculous, is just the ones that require more numbers.
Right.
And where, you know, we kind of add value there as well.
So let's quickly go back to the ESPN for the average Joe that you're talking about. So you can see your stats on there, you create a profile, all of that kind of stuff. Is there a fee for this? I mean, to join?
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it an expensive fee?
For this season, for the team, it was, 2.8 for Early Bird, 2008 for the whole season. Mm-hmm. So you get 5 games in the playoffs. And then but the other thing we do also is that you don't have to have a team. You can join as a free agent. And then from there, we have what we call Free Agent Day. And that's basically, you know, we have 30 guys that don't have a team. They come and play. They may form their own teams or we form a team for them, you know. Yes. So, again, just giving people access to what they want.
It's interesting because you're taking elements of, like, fantasy football and, and this, that.
Exactly.
Ah, see where you're going with the smart fellas.
But I think you guys need a bigger space for this kind of sports, right? Where do you guys play?
Mm-hmm. Right now, we work with a few different schools, and again, that's the other angle that we kind of sell as well, is that it's international schools that you may not get access to.
Because they do have some good facilities.
They do. Mm-hmm. Excellent facilities. Yeah. 3 basketball courts in 1 gym, that's hard to find.
Right, right.
So, yes.
While you're here, just to quickly check out the new St. Joseph just up the road. The soccer pitch there.
All right. Yeah.
You know, you should check out Dwi Emas as well. Dwi Emas, they've got really, really...
In Shalom?
Yes.
Yep.
Pretty big courts they have.
Not that we're name-dropping any of these fancy schools.
Just saying.
But, just saying.
Yeah.
But they do. But no, I think this is a great initiative. I mean, I think sports in Malaysia tends to fall into 2 categories. It's either badminton or it's futsal. You know, so having people who are more interested in something, you know, a little bit
something different.
Something different, yeah. I think it's a nice initiative. Yeah. So congrats on this. I'm really liking the idea.
Thank you.
Where can we find out more information about this stuff?
So we have 3 different things we're kind of pushing today. Sportsbandits.com. You can enroll there, and that's everything we're talking about as far as young professional adults getting together to play sports. And what's really cool about that is you get to meet people from all walks of life.
Yeah.
It's really cool. You know, we've got actresses that come through. We have singers that come through. We have, you know, expats. We have comedians. I mean, it's really, that to me is my favorite part of sport.
Yeah, that's it. Meeting all the people that want to play sport.
And then, so the league for Stat Sports League, the ESPN thing that we're talking about, that's starting actually this coming weekend. So registration is actually closed for that. But you can still go on the website, follow us, and then the enrollment for the next season, which starts in right after Chinese New Year, will be up soon.
Yeah, that's statsportsleague.com.
Statsportsleague.
Yep, statsportsleague.com.
It's all about stats. And then the last thing is ASEAN Top Baller, which we kind of touched on a bit earlier. That's for high school players, 14 to 18. What we do there is essentially bring down we have a camp where we bring down a coach from the States, and their camp in the U.S. specializes in finding kids from all around the world and giving them an opportunity to play for scholarships in the U.S. So in the U.S., basketball is huge, right?
Right.
It's life, and there's scholarships to go to top universities by playing basketball. So a lot of times, even in the U.S., that's tough to even get noticed, right? So we are trying to give that opportunity to kids in this region, not just in Malaysia, but around ASEAN, and directly bring this pipeline to them.
So, right. What do you think the success rate of that's going to be?
I mean, it's going to take a little while. I mean, the talent is not necessarily there yet, and that has to do with everything that's already kind of not going right with sports and grassroots development here.
Yeah, yeah.
But what we want, our focus is to kind of sell that pipeline, that possibility that it is an option, that sports is not just for fun, but it can lead to education and other opportunities. And again, we're not trying to say that you're going to become, an NBA player or anything like that. But this is how you prepare on this level. It'll give you other opportunities. And then outside of that, the overall thing that we're trying to do with Air Up There, the company, and all our initiatives is that sports can be a profession for everyone else. You know, you don't have to be the athlete, but you can be the promoter. You can be, you know, whatever it is around sports, you know, stuff that we're doing. Eventually, we want to really cultivate a strong industry which we think in the ASEAN region there's enough numbers for it. There's just not enough push for it as a life, essentially, in a career.
All right. If you missed any of that, folks, do listen back on the podcast, of course. You can get it over at bfm.my. We've got more stuff after the break, of course, news from page two. But before we do that, we do have a giveaway.
That's right. Stand a chance to win a pair of tickets to Rockaway Festival in KL happening on 29th and 30th of October. Thanks to our friends at Livescape Group. And the question is, one of the bands in the Rockaway Festival lineup, Muzaz Mayhem, was the Malaysian representative in a competition held in Oslo, Norway in April 2015. Now, what was the competition called? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. Join us after the break, of course. We've got news from page two, and we have Smarty Pants. These boys are certainly going to be competitive. Don't go anywhere.
Zyn nicotine pouches are a fresh, new way to enjoy nicotine. Zyn is tobacco-free, smoke-free, and spit-free. And it's available in six flavors and two strengths. Simple and discreet, you can enjoy Zyn anywhere, anytime. Find Zyn tobacco-free nicotine pouches near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
BFM 89.9 at the Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Jones.
These two fellas are...
Rezan Majid.
Andre Reza.
There we go. They're going to be with us all the way through until 10 p.m. this evening. If you miss any part of this show so far, do head over to bfm.my, download the podcast, have a good old listen.
And you can stand a chance to win a pair of tickets to Rockaway Festival in Kuala Lumpur happening on the 29th and the 30th of October, thanks to our friends at Livescape Group. Sorry. All you have to do is just answer this question. One of the bands in the Rockaway Festival lineup, Muzaz Mayhem, was a Malaysian representative in a competition held in Oslo, Norway in April 2015. Now, what was the competition called? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Okie dokie, we're going to move straight on to news from page two. And as you know, it sounds a little bit like this.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire.
What's all the shouting?
All right.
Come on.
So,
then.
As we know, I mean, both of you are not fathers yet, right?
I am not.
You are a father.
I am a father.
Parenting is a tough job.
Oh, yes.
You know, right? So, yeah. Now, Obama, he actually signed the Babies Act, you know, introduced by the Congressman David Cicilline. So, he said that, you know, government needs to do more to ensure the public buildings are family friendly. So, no mom or dad should ever have to worry about finding a safe sanitary place to change their baby. So, instead of just women's toilet, they want male toilet to have a baby changing place as well. So sometimes single fathers or, you know, perhaps maybe, you know, mums are busy. So that's when dads need to take care of their kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So because, and we know most toilets, they don't have baby changing place for them.
Mm-hmm. Not in the men's toilets, certainly.
No, definitely.
Yeah, they
not.
Don't. They don't. No. So they are actually assigning a baby changing facilities in men's toilet right now.
I mean, what we've got in the UK is that we've got you have men's and female toilets, and you have a disabled toilet, and now they've brought along this other room, baby changing room.
Right.
So we now have four.
Yeah, but sometimes it's two in one as well.
Yeah,
I think I've seen a couple of them.
I've seen a few of them in Jaya One.
Ah, Jaya One, they have a separate room just for dads taking care of babies, but this doesn't apply to all malls. It's just a minority malls in Kuala Lumpur that has it.
So what's happening now then? Is it, so anything that's coming up, new buildings I assume are going to have this?
Definitely. So they're going to have changing facilities as perhaps, you know, a table or other device, you know, suitable for changing the diaper of, like, you know, age 3 or under in male toilets as well.
Andre, when you're in public here and you need to change a diaper, what do you
do? And when you're alone without your wife,
your
where do you change?
My daughter's diaper, right?
yeah, to be clear.
So I default and grab my mobile changing pad and go to the car and get that sorted.
See,
that's
people
how
have
it
to
usually
go to
works.
The car.
Yeah,
right.
So
but why not just the men's?
It's just dirty. Have you seen?
Yeah, okay, I take it back. You're right.
Is there any suitable place to put my daughter?
I'm clearly not a father.
No. I mean, some of the toilets we've seen here in Malaysia, oh my word.
Right.
Oh, we have seen a few, right? But it's a great idea.
Yeah, I think they should implement more of these in KL.
All right. So I'm going to be talking about kite-driven power. Have you heard anything about this?
No.
Okay.
Is it like a drone?
No, well, it's not too far off. So one of the world's first commercial-scale kite-driven power stations is going to be opening up in Scotland very soon. They have these things called kitoons, essentially a flying turbine that can capture the energy on the jet stream of altitudes of up to 20,000 feet. So essentially what you've got is you've got two kites that move in a figure-eight movement. And what they do is they generate electricity at a turbine on the ground. They're building a whole bunch of these in Scotland right now. They're saying it uses much less footprint than it does if you had a wind turbine, anything
sure.
like that.
How high up are these?
They
guys?
Can yeah. go up to 20,000 feet.
Oh, wow.
So airplanes, I'm yeah. assuming, would have to go around that area.
So how do you control it?
You don't need to control it. You essentially just attach it to a winch, which is then attached to a turbine. You put it up into the air and you let it do its own thing. It generates power for you.
So what's the point of it?
It generates power for free from the wind. That's yeah. the point.
What
of
happens
it.
If you're, with kites, the twine gets tied?
That's
yeah.
a good point. Yeah, yeah.
What happens then?
These kites are 40 meters wide.
Oh, wow.
So I'm imagining the twine's going to be a bit thicker than like a tree trunk or something. I don't know. But they're saying, 1,000 kites would produce just as much electricity as a nuclear power plant that they're currently trying to build in a place called Hinkley. So if we can get, cheap, free electricity, I'm all for that.
So they're doing 1,000 40 meter kites?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's going to look amazing, though.
Imagine it's going to be something out of a fantasy novel.
Yeah,
or
right.
Something.
Why is it just in Scotland?
Because it's one of the windiest places in the UK.
Oh, that's true.
Mm. So there you go. Fellas, you have an interesting story about selfies, right?
What about?
Come on, then.
I have a very insignificant story.
That's fine. It's the story of my life.
So apparently, a couple of days ago, some guy was, some kid, I suppose, an 18-year-old kid in college, was waiting for his mom to go to a restaurant and decided to take a selfie, whereby he gave himself a high five without a handsless selfie, basically. So he kind of dropped his phone and then gave himself a five and took a picture and posted it up. And then it's been viral since then. There's been, 200,000 retweets. And,
wow.
I'm so, how does it work?
I'm surprised you've not tried this yet. You've not even heard of this yet.
The picture is him in front of a mirror. He's got his phone. So I imagine he kind of dropped it and set it on a timer and then gave himself a high five. And then the picture went off.
Yeah.
Is the phone safe? Is it
so
open?
Yeah, so since then there's been copycats, obviously, and now there's a no hand selfie challenge, and people are kind of like trying to one up each other, and a lot of phones have been getting broken.
Yeah, it sounds like just a sneaky plan to destroy everyone else's phone. So I'll use some fishing wire. Everyone else
and
destroy
stop
your phone.
Taking selfies. Yeah.
This is Samsung's revenge on everybody because they have to recall their phones. That's what they're doing. Break all the phones. Right, of course, we're going to have to move on, folks. We've got this little thing that we like to call Smarty Pants. You know what that sounds like? Just a bit like this.
Smarty Pants. 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 Smarty Pants.
So the fellas already came in quite confident earlier on in the show. They said they were going to kick ass with Smarty Pants. What's our current top score? 20 what?
27. And the lowest one point.
We're going to be very serious about this. We've done the math. It's 30 questions in what?
Three minutes.
So that's 3 seconds per question.
Yep.
We can't argue. Okay. So what do we do if we're stuck?
Listen to me.
Okay. All right. We're going to take the first answer.
Right. Okay. I will try and read as fast as I possibly can to try and get through all the 30 questions.
And make sure it's clear.
Are there any odd, strange words in here this week, Henry? No? Yes?
Any nursery song?
Any nursery rhymes?
And the right. question reading is part of the 3 minutes?
It is, unfortunately.
Oh.
Right?
Oh. So the longer, about that. There's...
the longer the question. Right, here we go. Your 3 minutes
rigged.
Start now. Which actress sang happy birthday to U.S. President John F. Kennedy on his 45th birthday?
Marilyn Monroe.
Correct. Jafar, Abu, and Iago are all characters.
Aladdin.
Indeed. How many ribs does a human have? 22 or 24?
24.
Nice.
Which singer released a 2007 album called Good Girl Gone Bad? Rihanna or Beyonce?
Rihanna.
In the Star Wars series of films, what is the name of the fictional weapon consisting of a polished hilt which projects a blade?
Lightsaber.
Correct. Oh, Neapolitan ice cream is traditionally made up of how many flavors? 2 or 3?
3.
Yes.
Tartarology is the study of what? Heaven or hell?
Hell.
Yeah. Which two creatures are supporting the shield on the Australian coat of arms? The kangaroo and emu or the kangaroo and the koala?
Kangaroo emu.
Correct. One of the wonders of the modern world, the catacombs of Alexandria, are in which country? Morocco or Egypt?
Gotta be
Egypt, right? Yeah.
German footballer Oliver Kahn played in which position, defender or goalkeeper?
Goalie.
The town of Nokia is in which European country, Finland or Iceland?
Finland.
Which company's name is short for durability, reliability and excellence? Durex or Playmate?
Durex.
Which company introduced the first triple blade cartridge razor, the Mark III, in 1998?
Gillette.
Correct. Which animal is known as the ship of the desert, the camel or the scorpion?
Camel.
What is the name of the fictional planet which is the homeworld of the Transformers, Krypton or Cybertron?
Cybertron. Yeah.
In mathematics, how many degrees are in a straight angle, 180 or 360?
180, right?
Yeah. Poop Deck Pappy is which fictional character's father, Popeye or SpongeBob?
SpongeBob.
Popeye.
Dang!
Which cartoon character is the official mascot of the Walt Disney Company, Mickey Mouse or Steamboat Willie?
Mickey Mouse.
What type of animal is a kudu, a bear or an antelope?
Antelope.
It's a bear. In the standard game of Monopoly, you go to jail if you throw how many consecutive sets of doubles on the dice?
Three.
Correct.
Yes.
What does N represent in the periodic table? Sodium or nitrogen?
Nitrogen.
Which film based on a comic book series created by Peyo was released in July 2011? The Smurfs or Horton Hears a Who?
Smurfs.
Smurfs.
Correct. Which prehistoric period preceded the Bronze Age, the Stone Age or the Silver Age?
Stone Age.
Correct.
Yes!
The Confederation Cup is competed in which sport? Football or basketball?
Football.
It's basketball.
Oh, my God!
Which chess piece is the shape of a horse's head, the rook or the knight?
Knight.
Correct.
So flustered right now.
A splenectomy is the surgical removal of which part of the body, the spleen or the liver?
Spleen.
What is the capital of Canada? Montreal or Ottawa?
Ottawa.
This which spice is known as the master spice, paprika or pepper?
Pepper.
The Bundesliga is a professional association football league in which country?
Germany.
Germany. Correct. The Ishihara test is used for testing for what in humans? Colorblindness or insanity?
Colorblindness.
Correct.
Yes!
To get through 30 questions.
Yes!
We'll be right
back.
We
got it.
After these messages, stay tuned. You're listening to That Time of Night on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
These boys are, say hello.
Andre Reza.
Reza and Majid.
Now then, controversy in the That Time of Night studio. Our intern, who wrote some of the questions this evening, and in fact wrote some of the answers, managed to get a couple of the answers incorrect, which means that we have to go through some of the questions we got wrong first.
That's right.
And then we'll tell you how well they actually did. So let's do that first.
All right. Well, the first and the last one, Poop Deck Pappy is which fictional character's father? It's Popeye. And that's it. Drum roll, please.
Oh, my word. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rezan and Andre scored 29 points!
Yes!
You guys are the top scorer.
So happy.
So predictions did come true then. Yeah. Well done, fellas. Yeah. Clearly, watching stats all day does something for you. In fact,
I'm exhausted from that, by the way.
Yeah, you went very quiet all of a sudden. He's been chatting all the way through the show, and that's shut down.
You mentioned that you were a little bit nervous about question 17 about Pop Deck Pappy, so you wanted to answer Popeye.
I just didn't want us to get stuck, so I just threw out an answer. It was a terrible move.
Or else you get 30 out of 30.
Exactly.
See, fact that you got a question wrong, supposedly about basketball, was a bit of a spanner in the works. I'm like, hey, no, that's not right.
Yeah.
That's
where that would have been embarrassing.
It would have been a little bit embarrassing. Fellas, first of all, thank you for coming in on the show. Thanks for the initiatives that you're doing as well. Just before we go, just quickly remind people about the websites they can visit, how they can sign up, and where they can get more information for us.
Sure. If you are interested in Sports Bandits, which is a social sports scene, head over to sportsbandits.com. If you want to participate in some really cool, awesome ESPN for the average Joe basketball, head over to statsportsleague.com. And if you're a high school kid looking to make it into the NCAA in America, head over to aseantopballer.com.
And all the social media as well. You get a better feel for it, I think, with all our photos and all that. So.
All right. Yeah. Brilliant. Congratulations on beating our high score. Man. It has sat there for quite some time.
Do we get a plaque
or
something?
I think it's been a year, right? Yeah.
We might buy you a banana or something.
Can we do another 30 questions? I'm ready for another 30 questions.
I'm done. I'm out.
All right, guys. Well, we asked you earlier this question. One of the bands in Rockaway, the lineup, Muzaz Mayhem, was the Malaysian representative in a competition held in Oslo, Norway in April 2015. And what was the competition called?
It was called the Global Battle of the Bands.
All right. So just to let you know, Rockaway Festival is happening on the 29th and 30th of October, thanks to our friends at Livescape Group. So if you want the tickets tonight, we'll be contacting you shortly. And in the meantime, we have...
I have a fact. Okay, so the Minangkabau tribe of Indonesia, where marriage perpetuates the female line, refer to a husband as the borrowed man.
Say Minangkabau again?
No, I'm not going to say it again. She's just mocking me now.
So for minor, in order to legally give someone a tattoo in South Korea, one must obtain a doctor's license.
Oh, okay. There you go then. I've learned something new today. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in.
Well, thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
Appreciate it.
It has been that time of night. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I've been Adeline Chung.
These have been the boys. Say goodbye, fellas.
Hey.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Take a nap. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Introducing Zyn nicotine pouches, made with food-grade ingredients. Zyn is a fresh, new way to enjoy nicotine. It's tobacco-free, smoke-free, and spit-free. And it's simple and discreet, which means you can enjoy Zyn anywhere, anytime. Simply open the child-resistant lid and place a pouch between your upper lip and gum for up to 1 hour of real nicotine satisfaction. Zyn is available in 6 flavors and 2 strengths. 3 milligrams for fresh nicotine satisfaction and 6 milligrams for even more nicotine enjoyment. Find your flavor. Find your strength. Find your Zyn. Visit Zyn.com to learn more and to find Zyn tobacco-free nicotine pouches near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.